The young seminarian was terrified. It was homiletics class. That means preaching. And in this particular class, each student had to get up into the pulpit and preach a sermon in front of the whole class, in front of the professor, and be graded on it. And this poor young guy in seminary was scared to death. His turn came. He got up into the pulpit. And as he got up in the pulpit, there was this sudden panic that came over him, and he couldn't remember the sermon. He couldn't remember the first paragraph. He couldn't remember the first sentence. He couldn't remember the first word. And there he is, his knees shaking. He's up in the pulpit, and he says, Zacchaeus was a little guy, just like me. Zacchaeus was up a tree, just like me. The Lord said, come down, and that's just what I'm going to do. Will you pray with me? Oh God, either through me or in spite of me, let your word be proclaimed with power. Your word of a grace that seeks to transform our lives. May we hear and be transformed to be in your glorious likeness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. What is it that defines your life? How are you defined? How do others define you? How do you define yourself? There are many, many different ways that we sometimes define ourselves, aren't there? We might be defined by the size of the house we live in, or by the kind of car we drive. We might be defined by our resume, by what jobs we've held, or what activities we've done, or maybe what school we've gone to. We might be defined by negatives. Might be defined by being stingy, or being a gossip, or being hard to get along with. Or, as Mary Kay would define me, stubborn. I am not stubborn. Oh, yes, I am. We might be defined by the clothing we wear. You know, if you wear a certain uniform, a police officer, a firefighter, military, a nurse, a doctor, kind of defines who you are. The wonderful colored T-shirts that we see this morning, the children, the teachers, the leaders, kind of defines that they're part of the Vacation Bible School, which was so great this past week. Or what T-shirts do you have back home in your closet? I hope they're T-shirts with nice, good slogans or images that are edifying and uplifting. I hope you don't have a T-shirt like the one I saw in Ocean City. It said, actually, I don't think I better tell you what it said. We might be defined by what we're against rather than what we're for. Anyway, we can be defined by many, many things. How are you defined? How do others define your life? How do you define your life? This morning, we turn to a man whose life was very clearly defined. Everybody in town knew about this guy. This guy in the story that Kathy just read, Zacchaeus. Luke summarizes this definition. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and rich. Now, in the Bible, the tax collectors tended to rip people off. They'd charge more than they ought to charge. They'd be ripping people off. And remember that Zacchaeus is the chief tax collector. He's the chief crook, the chief scoundrel. To make matters worse, he is collecting money for the Roman government, an oppressive power that overran Israel. None of us like to pay our taxes, do we? But we pay them because we love our country. We love our country, so we pay our taxes. We may grumble a little bit, but we pay our taxes. How would you like to pay taxes to a foreign power that overran our country? Like, God forbid, North Korea or ISIS. How'd you like to be paying taxes to those guys? So here's Zacchaeus. He's collecting taxes for a foreign government. He's ripping people off, and he's getting rich doing it. That's how he's defined. Yeah, it's no wonder the guy climbed a tree. Well, he climbed a tree because he was little. Okay, I think he climbed the tree for another reason. He wanted to be up from the crowd in kind of a nice, safe perch. Isn't that where we like to be, a nice, safe perch, away from the crowd, where you don't have to rub shoulders with all the problems of humanity, but just to be up in a nice, safe, comfortable little spot? So that's where Zacchaeus was, up in the tree, safe, secure, but well-defined. A scoundrel, a thief, full of treason. But Jesus did not define him that way. Jesus looked at Zacchaeus and he saw not what Zacchaeus was, but what he might become. Isn't it amazing that in this story, Jesus comes into Jericho, he goes straight to the tree where Zacchaeus is perched. Now, Jericho is one of the oldest cities in all of civilization. Very, very old. It was built by an oasis. Lots of water, lots of trees. Trees everywhere. Trees all over Jericho. Jesus could have gone to any one of them, but no. He goes straight to the tree where Zacchaeus is perched. And he looks up. And he says, "Zacchaeus, hurry, make haste, come down, for I must stay at your house today." Wow. Make haste, Zacchaeus, don't put it off. Don't wait till tomorrow, don't wait till next week, don't wait till your kids are grown up, don't wait till after you retire, don't wait till you're on your deathbed. No, now. Now, come down, make haste. I must stay at your house, not your neighbor's house, not the guy down the road, not a distant relative. Your house. And suddenly in that moment, Zacchaeus realized that when the call of Christ comes, it's urgent and it's personal and it must be answered. We've already heard there are different kinds of invitations. Some invitations are kind of generic, open-ended, loose. You know, you can respond or you don't have to. It doesn't really matter. Y'all come over and see us sometime. You get an invitation like that. You can go. You don't have to go. It's up to you. It doesn't matter. But there are other invitations. Like those beautiful little cards that all that calligraphy that you get in the mail. And you open up the envelope, and inside there's another envelope. And so you open up that one, and there's an invitation that you are invited to the wedding of so-and-so and so-and-so at Severna Park United Methodist Church, such a time, such a date. You get an invitation like that, you've got to answer it. Maybe is not an answer. It's yes or it's no. Junior, will you get down here and do your homework? I don't know if any young friends left because they've probably gone to make Legos, but if there are a few, if you get an invitation like that, if you know what's good for you, you better do it. Sweetheart, will you marry me? You got to answer that invitation, don't you? And not only do you have to respond, but you have to do something about it. The way you answer is going to change your life. Whether you just say yes or no, it's going to change your life. It's going to make an enormous difference. It's going to be transformational. Now, what kind of an invitation does Jesus give? Does he come by the tree and says, "Hey, Zacchaeus, we got to get together sometimes, go out for Starbucks, have a cup of coffee"? No, he says, Zacchaeus, calls him by name. Make haste, come down. I must stay at your house today. And in that moment, Zacchaeus understood that the call of Christ to him, to any of us, is very personal and very urgent. When the call of Christ is given to you, perhaps even now, even in this safe little perch that you're sitting in the sanctuary, you've got to answer. Your brother can't answer for you. Your sister can't answer for you. Mom or dad can't answer for you. Your husband or wife cannot answer for you. You've got to answer. Got to answer that call of Christ that comes. And in the story, Zacchaeus comes down joyfully. He makes haste. He comes down. Well, he's not stupid. Oh, he may be sinful, but he's not dumb. And you get a good invitation like that, you'd be a fool not to accept it. He comes down. He comes down. And in the story, there's this amazing little sideline where the crowd get kind of upset. They say of Jesus, he's gone to the house of a man who's a sinner. You know, we don't do that sort of thing. We don't go to deal with those kind of people. But then there follows one of the greatest lines in all of the Bible. Listen to what it says. Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. That's us. Good news. Good news that comes to us. And Zacchaeus' life is transformed as a result. He gives four times back of what he has defrauded people. Four times. Now, you cheat somebody, it's only right and decent that you give them back what you took. But Zacchaeus does it fourfold. The overwhelming transformation, the overwhelming love of God that comes into him now spills out. Half of my goods I'll give to the poor, he says. From now on, I'll be generous and kind to the hungry, to the poor, to the needy, to the homeless. I can't ignore them, my brothers and sisters. That love of God that now transforms and changed my life. And that's the way it is for any of us who answer that call of Christ. It's transformational. It makes a difference. Changes the way that you will live. The grace of God does not mean you're forgiven. Therefore, you can just go on doing your own thing and following your own agenda. The grace of God means you're forgiven, and therefore you are called to be like Christ, to love, to care, to give, to serve, to enter into that glorious freedom of the sons and the daughters of God, life that is changed and renewed. What Jesus did was to redefine Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, you're a sinner, but you're not so sinful you can't be redeemed. Zacchaeus, you're lost, but you're not so lost you can't be found. And so I go back to that original question. How is your life defined? How would others define you? How would you define yourself? Well, the good news of the gospel is that no matter how others define you, no matter how you define yourself, the only thing that matters is how God defines you. And this is the way that God defines you. You are a precious child of God. You are my precious son or daughter. God loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you. God loves you so much that he wants you to change and be in his glorious image. God loves you so much that he wants you to live with him in all eternity, in peace and joy and love. You are a child of the living God. That's who you are. And that's not a bad thing to have on your resume. Zacchaeus, come down. and follow me.